time, Mesukinu, because at that time Dover was a Mesukin, he was a Choyla. Rashi says, Shachol Bumis. Well, Tanana, we learned, Mishachos Bumis, Machil Noisai, at Shiyor Oinov. You let it give him teeth, otherwise he may die. The kids said, Dover had a head to teeth from over here. Rabbi Yisrael says now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, if so, if the Machloek is none of these Psukim, so what is the Machloek of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether the Taner has to be Bifnim, the Taner can be Bachutz? So the Gemara says, that Machloek is B'Gemara Pligi. It's a Machloek in Gemara, how they Makaba from the Rebbe. And they can bring it for force. The Tanya says, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Liyolim, Rabbi Rogulim, Rabbi Shimon was always used to say, that Shnei Alechem, Lechem upon him, Ksheris Piazor, Ksheris Abbeis Pagi, Shmamino. He was rock with the same means. That's why he was makabel from his Rebbe. He doesn't have a pasuk this way. It's not a machlekes in psukim. It's a machlekes what his Kabbalah was from his Rebbe. That he was rogul loiner that the Tana by Slice is not mekadesh to lechem, and therefore the Tana could be outside, and therefore you're allowed to bake it outside any place in Yerushalayim if you want. You could bake it. The Nechnami, according to Rebbe Yehuda, he holds no, the Tana is mekadesh it, and therefore he holds the Tana has to be done in the Panim. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Tzadik Vov Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chazite Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol that used to bring every single day his Mincha, Chati Baboike Vechati in the afternoon. The Locher is Lishoson V'Yarichoson V'Yafiyoson Befnim. Both the kneading of it and the forming of it and the baking of it has to be done inside the Pnim, inside the Kodesh. And therefore, the Deicher says a Shabbos, also with Deicher Shabbos, since you cannot do this before Shabbos, because since it already has a Kedushas Aguf, if you would make the Chavitim before Shabbos and have a Psalmina, therefore you have to do it, has to be Deicher Shabbos. Now, how come the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is different? So Rashi says, because according to everybody, the Chatzi Yisorin, the special measuring cup they had of the Chatzi Yisorin, which the purpose was to measure off the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that first used to bring a complete Yisorin of flour, and then they would divide it in half and use this Chatzi Yisorin, that was Nimshach. And therefore the flour has a Kedusha Saguf on it, and therefore it has to stay inside the Panim. Therefore the kneading and the Aricha has to be done inside. So Rashi explained how come the regular Yisorin was not Nimshach, because that everybody used to use. And there's an example that sometimes they'll take it outside. Mashen came, the Chatzi Yisorin that was only meant for the Kohen Gadol, he was Nizer, therefore that had Kedusha on it, therefore the dough has Kedusha, so it has to be done inside the Pnim, and like we said, therefore also it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashen came, Tichunon, Vihar Kedoson, Eina Deicha Shabbos, but to grind up the wheat, or else Hakoda to sift the wheat, that's not Deicha Shabbos, since this could have been done before Shabbos, therefore it's not Deicha Shabbos. And that's the klal omer of Kibra. Kibra says the klal that kol melacha she'ef shelo leyoses me'er Shabbos, any melacha here for the chavitim that could have been done Erev Shabbos, like the tchina, the grinding of it or the sifting of it, therefore ain't a derech as a Shabbos, it's not derech a Shabbos. But a melacha she'ef shelo leyoses me'er Shabbos, something that could have not been done Erev Shabbos, like we say the kneading of it, cannot be have done Erev Shabbos, therefore the Lachar is Deiches Shabbos, therefore it's Deiches Shabbos, because we cannot measure it off before Shabbos, because then the flour would have this Kedushas Aguf. If we would leave it overnight, it would have a Psalina. So therefore we cannot be make the Lisha or the Aricha before Shabbos, it has to be done on Shabbos itself, therefore it's Deiches Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochos, yesh bohen maisa kli b'fnim. All the menochos, the avodah that was done inside the pnim, it had to be done with a kli, meaning to say that the lisha, the aricha, all of it was done by the kli shoris, b'fnim, inside and not b'chutz, Rashi says. What was done, the avodah that was done inside, was done with the kli shoris, it gave it a kedusha saguf. Now v'yein bohen maisa kli b'chutz, but what was done outside, that was not done with the Kli Sharis, it was not done with the Kli, in order not to give it a Kedusha Saguf, that it should be a Psul Yaitzei. In other words, the Lishon, the Aricha, of the Shtei HaLechem, Lechem Aponim, that was done outside, that was not done in the Kli Sharis. So therefore the Mishnah says, Ketzad, how does it come out? That Shtei HaLechem,
or Korn Shiva. For Shtei HaLechem itself, it was long, 7 Tvachim. For Roch Ben Arbo, it was wide, 4 Tvachim. For Korn Oseim, and they had horns on them, Arbo Etzbois, 4 Etzbois, was the Keren. So Rashi says, what was the Korn Oseim, what was the horns? Shoyimadbik Betzak, the Chol Zovius, used to put some dough at each corner. Ken Kernayim, like horns. The Erech HaKeren, how long was each horn? It was Dalaret's voice. That's Rosh Hashitah. So the Keren of the Lechem Aponim was Arba Abbas. That's the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Then the Mishnah says Lechem Aponim. How did they make the Lechem Aponim for every Shabbos? Orkoi Asor. It was long, 10 Tvachim. The Roch by Chamisha was wide, 5 Tvachim. The Karnois of the Oslo had horns on the side of it. Shevet's voice on each corner, there was a horn seven tefachim tall. Reb Yudah says, Shletit he made simonim, not to be misled here. So he made a simon of Zayin Dalad, which means that's the Shtei HaLechem. It was 7 tefachim long, 4 wide, and 4 the Keren. And Yud He Zayin, that was the Lechem Aponim, it was 10 by 5 by 7. Ben Zoymer says, the Pasuk says, V'nosato al ha-shulchan lechem aponim lefonai tamid, that the lechem aponim should always be on the shulchan. Sidashin's meaning, shiyi yaloi ponim, it should have a ponim, should have a face to it. And Rashi says, ponim here means the fanus, should have sides to it, a side. Lishnachwinu Rashi says, shiyi yaloi ponim zovius, v'nein akronos, also means it has corners to it, it has the horns on the side. So when the Mishnah says Yilei Ponim, doesn't really mean a face, but it means there should be like an inside to it. In other words, we have like the Lechem Aponim was flat on the bottom, then on both sides it came up, so there was an inside to it. So that's what says Tufanus means on the two sides, there are two walls, two sides of it, and therefore there's a Ponim, there's an inside to the Lechem Aponim. So it comes out Ben Zayim is not arguing. He's only coming to say, how do we know what the Mishnah says before? It's coming to explain. Like in this Pasuk, it says, Lechem Aponim, Rashi says it means, here we know if you said there was Kronos, there were the horns on the side. Now the Mishnah says, HaShulchan Orko Yasoro, the Shulchan itself was long, 10 Tvachim, V'roch by Chamisha was wide, 5 Tvachim. Now Lechem Aponim was put on the Shulchan, was also Orkoy Asorah, it was long at 10 Tvachim, the dough itself. For Roch Bechamisha was wide 5. So how did they have the two rows of the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So they did was like this. Noisein Orkoy, they took the length of the Lechem Aponim. Kineged Roch, but they put it across the width of the Shulchan, Shal Shulchan. So it comes out that 5 Tvachim, the middle 5 Tvachim of the Lechem, was taka on the shulchan, but at both ends it projected another 2.5 tvachim. So the did was the koifel, they bent over, like this was the way it was in the dough, and they bent it over now to bring up the two sides, the koifel tvachayim umachtsu mikan, utvachayim umachtsu mikan, they folded over on both sides the extra part of this lechem. There was the middle 5 tvachim of it was on top of the shulchan. Now the extra 2.5 on each side they folded upwards. Nimtza comes out, Orkoi Memala Kol Roch by Shal Shulchan. The length of the Lechem, which comes out only to be 5 Tvachim, filled up the whole width of the Shulchan. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So comes out, each Lechem was high 2.5 Tvachim. So we had six Lechems, one on top of another. Altogether, it was 15 Tvachim tall. Rabbi Meyom and Rabbi Meyashita was like this. That Hashulchan Orkoi Shnei Mosa. He holds the Shulchan was long 12 Tvachim. For Roch Bashisha was wide 6 Tvachim. And the Lechem Aponim, he also agrees, like Rabbi Meishita, was Orkoi Yasor of Roch Bachamisha, that everybody agrees to. The Lechem itself, the dough itself, was 10 Tvachim long and 5 Tvachim wide. So how did they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So according to views, it's like this. Noisein Orkoi Kineged Roch Bashal Shulchan. It took the length of the Lechem, which was 10 Tvachim long, and they put it across the width of the Shulchan, which was 6. So So it comes out the middle six was on top of the shulchan. On both sides was sticking out two tfochim. So now they bent that up. The koifol tfochayim mikan, tfochayim mikan. They bent out, folded upwards, two tfochim on each side. So it comes out the height of the six lechems were only 12 tfochim. Utfochayim revach b'yemtza. There was two tfochayim space in between. Because according to him, Hishita, the length of the shulchan was 12 tfochim, and they only put the width of it along the west, so it was 5 and 5, so it's only 10. There was still two tfochim spaced in between. What was the purpose of this space? Kedei shetei haruach menashevetz b'neim, that the wind, the air, should come in between the chalis in order to keep them fresh, that should not get stale. So therefore, there was space in between. Abishol says, Shom hoyu noisnin shnei v'zich levoina. He holds that the two cups of the levoina shalechem upon him, they used to put there on the shulchan itself, in between the two rows of the lechem upon him, in those two tfochim, that's what they used to put the shnei v'zichem of levoina. Om mula dechom said back to Abishol, no, v'aloi kvanema, the posik says, v'nosato al hamarechas levoina zaka. So Pashat Al means on top, meaning on top of the lechem upon him, that's where you put the Shnei V'zichem, like we had before, on top of the lechem. Om Elohim, so Abishol says back, no, V'aloi Kvanem, Apostle also says, V'olof Mati Menashe, which does not mean on top, but it means on the side, next to it. Here also, it could be, when the Apostle says, L'sat Al HaMareches, does not mean on top of the rows of the lechem, but could mean in between them, on the sides of it, that's where you put the Shnei V'zichem. That's the machlekes Abishol and the Tanakama, where exactly was the two cups of the levoina on the shulchan with the lechem upon him. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Abo sanifim shalzov hoyushom. There were like four rods of gold there also. Moved solim roshayim. On top of it, it like branched off to a lot of branches. We had before, pshat was this used to give support to the sides of the lechem. Shoyisemchun then, that the lechem used to support the lechem, used to be supported against the snifim. Now, shnayim l'seidezer, two snifim was for one row of lechems, u'shnayim l'seidezer, and two of them was for the other row of the lechems. There were two rows of six and six. Now, to go across from one snif to another snif was the esrim u'shmoinakanim. There were 28 rods, like that went across, that we had before to hold up the lechem in between one lechem and another lechem. And each one was kechatzi kon cholol, like a half of a hollow reed, like a half of a bamboo stick. Arba osa l'seidah zeh, 14 for one seidah, for yarba osa l'seidah zeh, 14 for the other seidah. So each seidah, like it was six rows, one on top of another. So the bottom row of lechem was on the table itself. The second one had three for it, and the third one had three, the fourth one had three, the fifth one had three. That's four times three, that's 12. And then the top row, to hold up the top, the sixth one, that only had two rods across. So therefore you have 14 rods to hold up, they're like six lechems. Now, loy sid, the Mishnah says, loy sir dokonim, v'lonitilosam doichas ha-shabbos. Not putting in these rods across, and not taking them away, was Deuch HaShabbos. He cannot do this on Shabbos. Because really on Shabbos, you had to take off the old row, and the old lechem, and put in the new one. So the Chur, they had to take away these kanim, in order to get the lechems out. So this had to have been done before Shabbos. They cannot do it on Shabbos. Since it's possible to do it before Shabbos, it was not Deuch HaShabbos. El Arad, how did they do this? It was Nichnas Mera Shabbos. The Kohen used to walk in there before Shabbos. For Shemton, he would take off these rods that held up the lechem before Shabbos. As mashmis, few hours on Shabbos, nothing happened to the lechem. For noisnon li'orkoi shel shulchan, he would put these rods along the length of the shulchan. And then on Shabbos, they would take out the old lechems and put in the new lechems. And then after Shabbos, they would put their kanim back in place. Now the Mishnah says, kol ha'kelim shoyi b'migdash, all the kelim that were in the Mikdash, you should know, Orkon Liyokar Shabbayis, the length of the Kli was along the length of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Meaning to say, it was between Mizrach and Marav. That's the way the kelim was. The length of the keli was between Mizrach and Marav. Now the Gemara said, it says, Kol ha-menochos yesh ben mais ha-kli bifnim. All the menochos that was done inside was done with the kli shavus. Yesholu es Rebbe. Yes, Rebbe, zoom in and how's the Mishnah to say this? Rashi says, she-menochos tunis kli, that the menochos have to have the kli. Yesholu lehem, so they said back to him, Rebbe said back to them, Harei Yewemud, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, this is the place in the Pnim inside the Azara where they should cook off the Korban Chattas and the Korban Oshem, the meat that the Kanam Allah eat after it inside the Kodesh, they have to eat inside the Azara. And it also says, that you're supposed to also bake the Mincha there and not take it outside to the Chatzrach outside the Azara. So it's mashman this postik that minchas dum yud yoshem achatis. The baking of the minchas just like the korban chatis and oshem. That ma oshem achat, just like when they cooked up the yoshem and the chatis. To the kli, it was cooked up in the kli shoris inside the azorom. Af mincha namit to the kli, who had the mincha itself also. The yaricha, or the lisho, the baking of it, had been done in the kli shoris. Then it says, Hashulchan Oko Yasoro, the Shulchan was long, 10 Tfochim. Omer Rabbi Yechimichan says like this, Ledivri Yoimer, Tfochayim Umachza Koifel, if you hold that the Lechem was folded upwards, 2.5 Tfochim on each side, and there were 6, one on top of another, Nimtza comes out, Shulchan Makadish, Chamishosa Tfochim Lamala, that from the Shulchan upwards, for 15 Tfochim, it was still had a Kedusha. At the top lechem had its kedusha from the shulchan, meaning the kedusha of the shulchan goes up 15 tefachim. And ledivriyom, according to other man diyomah that it says tefachayim kaifel, no, he holds that the shulchan was 6 tefachim, was 6 tefachim wide. So therefore, you only had to fold up 2 tefachim on each side. If so, nimtza comes out that the 6 rows, 6 times 2, was mekadesh yud beis tefachim lamala. The Shulchan was on the Mikadish 12 Tfachim upwards. That's how tall the Lechem went up. So more is the question, why only 15 or 12? It should be much more. We had before, there are rods that go across in between one Lechem and another Lechem. So that took up space. So more says, no. I tell you, Kanim Shakua Mishakelu. These rods were like sunk into the Lechem. Rashi says when they made the dough, they formed it that there was a pocket there that the rods could go like in between, like the lechem fit perfectly into the rods. So there was no space between one lechem and the next lechem. So Mora says, no. My time, what's the purpose for they had this kanim was mishum ifush lechem, that they did not want the lechem to become spoiled. They wanted space to be in between them. If so, the way you're saying now, there was a perfect fit, saif saif ko mafish lechem. The Gemara says, still, the lechem will become spoiled without enough space in between them. The Gemara says, no. Avada de magboye le purta. Yes, it was a little bit elevated, each lechem from the other one, a little bit because of the kanim. So the Gemara asks the question, if so, I weak or purta? Sadi, say only 15 or 12 tefachim tall, there should be a little bit more, because there's a little bit space in between one lechem and the next lechem. The Gemara says, true, but kiv on the lehevi tefach, since it was not tall a tefach, it's not machshiv that space. Since it was not another tefach tall, it only says either 12 or 15. Last question, I have week of bezichim. I the cups of bezichim. How many was it? Was on top of the lechem. That was also kaddish. So it's more than 15 or 12 tefachim tall. Someone says, no, the gavrei the lechem every yasrei. Like if you hold that lechem upon him was like a broken box, so then it was mamish inside the lechem. So this wall that went upwards covered up the shnei bezichim, so did not come above the lechem. That was the same height as the lechem. Bahadi lechem evi yasvi. Ula bahadi lechem heavy kaimi. They were inside the lechem. Therefore, it only went up 15 or 12 tefachim, not more. Must question, but still we had before Ivrika Kronos. There's the horns of the lechem upon him that comes up 7 tefachim we had before. So Mora says, Kronos lagavoy de lechem kaiflu. They used to like bend over these horns inside the lechem. It did not come up, project above, but it was bent down inside the lechem. The lechem ayil nachlei, and one lechem rested upon the other one, that the koronos, the horns, did not come above. It was like pressed down inside the lechem. Therefore, again, it was not above, more higher, more than 15 or 12 tefachim.